upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Alhamdulillah.
We are back with another video.
Alhamdulillah.
Oh, my God. Alhamdulillah. What is
it? Let's get into the
tea. Let me forget the intro. I just be chatting it up.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Ala kulli hal. Since you want to change the intro, we're going to do an Islamic intro.
Okay.
Wa salatu wa salam ala. وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. That is from every Kawande. That's how they used to start it. See, I know it. I just
every
gotta
lecture,
say it fast.
Every Islamic lecture. Not everybody starts like that, but some people start
like that.
Yeah. That's I feel like everybody got
their own style, you know? Yeah, that's the one that I pretty much know. See, I can't say it slowly. When I go slowly, I mess up.
Mm.
But when the man them talks fast, you get, because I normally talk fast. Anyway, so, alhamdulillah, you know, we missed you guys.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, we missed you guys.
Yeah, I'm proud of us, though. We've been consistent, even though, you know, life been life, and we've been consistent.
Trying our best to be as consistent as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, alhamdulillah, you know, today we're going to touch on something light, you know.
Yeah, I feel like we've been talking about
heavy stuff. So today is just something light.
Something laughable.
You already know that the Mandem life is a movie.
Right. So Biagi came up with the topic to talk about embarrassing moments. Like each of us bring up embarrassing moments. But babe, I'm the type of person that if something embarrassing happened to me, I automatically, like, it's like a trauma response, and I block it out.
Yeah.
So that, and then I end up forgetting it.
I don't remember. I'm the type that something embarrassing happened, I just laugh about it and just hold it like, yo, whoa, this is funny.
I feel like you tell me about it and then I remember it.
Yeah, you remember the most part of it because, you know, the man them forgets quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so inshallah, hopefully, yeah, enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, the man them always embarrassing himself, but this one is alhamdulillah. So why are you laughing, bro? I didn't even start the story, love. She's thinking about what happened. All right, babe, would you like to begin it?
Oh, your story, the start. I'll button.
Okay, so I don't know what I did, but I know I did something.
It was a Saturday morning. I remember that.
It was a Saturday morning.
Right, and sometimes we do groceries throughout the week. You know, we get groceries throughout the week, but I don't know, for that certain week, we had like a really busy week.
Yeah.
So you had to get the groceries on Saturday. I usually just write a list of things that we need in the house, and BIA gets it.
Yeah,
right.
One of them goes to the supermarket to go buy it.
This Saturday, I don't know, you did something that kind of upset me.
I really don't even remember.
That's memory for you, bro. Like,
I'm glad that we don't remember it, because if we were to remember it, she would bring it up, like, and get mad about it again.
But I feel like that's marriage. You know, you go through so many things, you cannot remember all these disagreements and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I'm always annoying her with something. But, you know, so I just remember I did something. Or I probably didn't even do nothing. She was just in the mood to be upset.
No, you
with
definitely
me.
Did something.
Maybe it was something small, but you just looked at it in a different light.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
Because, you know, we react differently to things.
I mean, not that. It probably took in a different light, or it meant more to me than it meant more to you.
Yeah, because I might, like, for example, I might not ask, oh, what you want to eat? You know, or stuff like that. And that would be a big thing, too. But to me, I'm like, bro, what? You know what I'm saying? So there's things that's small to me. And
are you throwing subs?
I don't know. I'm just saying, in general. I'm not saying that.
I feel like you should always be considerate towards your partner and make sure they eat.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like a woman's nature, honestly, is they always make sure their family got something to eat. That's just a woman's nature. I don't even need to ask you what you're going, because I got something for you to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But men, they only worry about themselves.
Allah.
You know?
We said we're going to make a lie. Is she going deep?
They worry about their own stomachs, and that's pretty much it. And they sometimes forget that, like your wife. Your wife, sometimes she doesn't have the ability or, like, the strength to take care of herself because she's taking care of the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes as a man, you need to recognize that and make sure that you're there to support her on the days that she cannot support herself.
Okay, alhamdulillah. What you said is 100% facts. I'm not good to hear you.
Mm-hmm. So if you're a husband or a future husband, ask your wife if she ate. Make sure she ate. Make sure she get her nutrients.
Brothers, but this is what I want for us to understand. You know, because you want to go take it there, I'm going to take it there now. Because we got to clarify this situation.
You mean brothers or sisters? Or everybody?
Brothers.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
No, okay, brothers and sisters.
I didn't say nothing offensive. I was just being truthful.
And okay, so pretty much, if you always, for example, ask your wife, yo, what you going to eat? Are you going to eat something? Are you hungry? Are you hungry? You going to eat it? And it's always the same answer. It gets to a point where you're like, yeah, she's just going to say the same thing. So there's no point in asking.
What if that one day...
That's what I'm saying. And then that one day, brothers, listen, brothers, that one day when you forget it to ask her what you're going to eat, are you going to eat anything?
Because maybe that's the day that she needed help the most.
Brother, you get yourself in a lot of trouble.
The prophets stopped spreading the message. No, they never, even though people, you know, bashed them, they didn't believe in them, said bad things to them, that didn't make them stop spreading the thing, right? Mm-hmm. The message. So they don't keep trying with people. Always give people an excuse.
That's what I was trying to point out to the brothers. Brothers, make sure if you do something, you consistently do it. Because the day you forget to consistently do the consistency, if that even made any sense, consistently do it.
The moment you stop being consistent,
you will have a problem. So make sure if you ask her, do you want to eat anything?
No, I don't even think it's about, I think it's just basic needs. Make sure you help her fulfill her basic needs. That's it. Like,
are you giving the brother the advice of the man himself?
I am too, because I'm a woman. Sometimes you guys derail each other.
We don't understand it as depth.
Exactly. So hear from a woman, you know? Ask her if she ate. Ask her if she's okay.
Yeah.
How was your day? Stuff like that, you know?
And make sure you ask that, because it will save you from a lot.
Yeah, it shows that you care. You care about her. And that's what everybody wants to feel care.
Yeah, because honestly, to us, it don't matter, but I get
it. You don't get it, because... You don't got to worry about that.
No, I'm saying, even if he was to say, let's say, for example, right, there is no breakfast. Not that that happens, but let's just, I'm just saying in general.
But that's what I'm saying. For me, that's not a problem, though. That's, for me, you're always going to have something to eat, even if it's bread.
Can you hear me?
No,
but. There is none. I would get up myself and make it.
Babe,
I would not ask you, babe, make my food. Would I do that? No.
No, you're not here. It's not about make my food. No, but you're mixing the stuff up a little bit, my man.
Oh, what I'm saying is I'll figure out what to eat, is what I'm trying to say. Whereas in, like, really, you didn't ask me?
Sure, babe. I don't want to expose you, but that's the now
they
you.
Expose me?
That's the now you. Were you responsible? Back then, you would come standing.
We're not going to talk about 2024, 2023,
Yadi. Back then, you would just come stand and look at me like, so what are you going to eat? What are we going to eat? And I'm like, bruh, you a whole grown man. Figure out what you're going to eat.
That was in 2022, but okay, we're not.
That's what I'm saying. You progressed.
That's 4 years ago.
You can't talk like you was always like this. You know what I'm saying?
What year we in? 2026. Yeah. New Year's. The New Year, new me.
Anyways, let's move on to the story, because you know Biagi, when he wrong, he likes to deflect the situation.
Allahumma. Did I say
anyways, anything? On this day, there was a disagreement. I don't know what happened. And when you're wrong and you don't apologize before you leave the house, please don't call me for no help.
I'm just
saying, like, in general, make sure you apologize for what you've done before you leave the house. Because if you call me for help, I'm like, I got to see it.
Yeah. Thank you. I already know that. But anyways, so, you know, I did.
But don't ever got me a friend outside now.
Okay. Yeah. My thing is, so I did that.
Didn't apologize.
I upset her.
And didn't apologize.
I think this kid might try to apologize, but it was like you was not having it because you felt like you were sincere enough. No,
I don't know what it was.
And you'd be like, you always try to act like everything is normal.
No, because your apology is my fault. That's not an apology.
Okay.
Apology is I'm sorry, you know, for da 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 da. And actually making it sincere. But you be just trying to throw that, my fault, sorry, that sloppy 1, 2, 3 apology.
Okay.
Keep that for somewhere else, brother.
All right. So I guess that's what happened. I probably said my fault. And I could see this girl wasn't happy.
My fault. Because when you say my fault, it makes me think, like, do you even understand what you did?
Sometimes that's the thing. Okay, it had to happen overnight, babe, because now I remember it had happened. No. Like, okay, no, listen. Listen to me, because...
Babe, you don't got to go too deep into that.
No, just okay, say yeah. The story. No, I'm not going to say what happened or anything. I don't remember exactly, but I know, for example... It like for example when I wake up or something.
Nah,
it's
I don't
like
feel
for
like,
me. I'll be like, ah, all right, no, I forget
you know,
about it.
Though, that day is the day I'll be doing my, you know, my
cleaning,
deep cleaning, and you probably like, you know, had an attitude or something during the deep cleaning session, and that's what it always is.
Okay, maybe you're probably right though. I don't remember it anyways, but I just remember anyway. Let me stop derailing. I remember not giving her a sincere apology or whatever it's called. So then you know, she gave me the list. You know, I go to the supermarket.
Mind you, tell them your history behind shopping.
Huh?
Your history when you go shopping.
Yeah, I always got to call you to check up to see which one is which. Before, not now. But a lot of times you write call. So when you write call on the thingy, make sure I call because I don't want to bring the wrong item.
Because you're used to just like, you know.
Picking what I see. Oh, you're talking about how I used to shop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because before what I used to do, which was a problem of mine, you know, I used to go to every aisle. Stop laughing, bro.
See what you need?
Every aisle. That's and then ridiculous. My problem is, I when I see something I like, I buy it. Like, I didn't care. Like, that was my issue. I used to just go to every aisle.
But why?
If I see, I don't know. It's just a habit of mine.
So, did you ever go in with the intention of buying one thing? Or you just was like, okay, I'm going shopping today?
So, sometimes my mom was the problem of this. Because sometimes my mom would be like, hey, Biagi, I'm in Tunisia, man. Your candy just finished it. This woman. And I'm like, you know what, you're right. Let me go buy some candy. All right, why are you out? Can you buy me this and that and that? All right, I'll go get that for you. Ew. And then I come, like, for example, what my intent was to go and probably spend $50, $60. I end up spending $200 and change.
And then when you at the almost cashier, all the time, how does that make you feel?
I just be like, well, I did it again.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, exactly like that. I didn't really mind. I'm like, whatever, it is what it is. I wanted this candy. I wanted these cookies. All of this stuff, I really wanted them, so
your family was eating, bro.
Well, my mom used to love it. She used to always be like, Biagi, you going to a supermarket today? I'm like, Mas, no. My name's broke right now. But anyways, so, you know, I get to the supermarket. You know, there's something she said call, but I already knew she wasn't in the mood to talk to me. So I'm like,
No, those things you call me on. The story is not about the call section.
Did I call you on those?
Yeah.
You sure?
Maybe I didn't even put stuff that needed a call. I feel like that day, I made the list as basic as possible.
Okay.
So you don't have to call me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe then that's the case. I don't remember exactly that.
Right.
But then, you know, alhamdulillah, I'll buy everything. And then I get to the register.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So my card is on my phone, right?
Apple Pay. But
right?
Why don't you have your physical card?
I don't like to carry my wallet or whatever around. The wallet's too damn big, you know, so I'm like, yeah, I'm not carrying that. So I just have everything on my phone, inshallah. Don't worry, my phone is locked completely. You can't enter it. Even if you get the phone, you can't enter the cards because those are also locked before somebody finds my phone. They find my phone. We lit.
If y'all want to know the password, hit me about and selling it.
And the thing about that, I already deleted all my cards just so y'all know, so nobody gets their hopes up. Yeah, I don't do that no more. I made sure I had to delete them because I had a habit of just tap, 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 right? Yeah, we know how that was. But anyways, so, you know, I get to the register and then, boom, I tap it, you know. Now I got to put in my card info, like my
PIN number.
My PIN number. So here's the thing. Binta has WIC.
You exposed me, damn, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Now I'm joking. Okay. You saying Binta got WIC. We got WIC. We all use WIC.
Okay, so, yeah. Inshallah.
I mean, he's undermining. But,
yes, so there's WIC, right? Mm-hmm. My mind remembered the WIC password, because I had to use the WIC first.
Right.
So my mind remembered the WIC's password. Right? So when I went... Well, I did the. I didn't use WIC that day, but my mind was thinking about the WIC password.
Mm.
So my brain literally, I don't know what happened to me. It went into disappear mode. So I put in the WIC password. The thingy declined. I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. No. It has to be this. I'm like, okay. Let's say, for example, 000, right? Let's just say that's an example. I'm like, no. It has to be that. I'm trying to think of a password. I'm like, let me look through my phone. Maybe I have passwords. You know, sometimes I do that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have my password because at the time, I always remembered my password for my card. So my brain just went into freeze, and I'm like, no, it's 000. I said, okay, if it's not 000, it's probably 0001. Like, it's something like that. And then again, type, it declined. Mind you, there's a line. And then the lady's like, is everything okay?
Okay.
I was like, yeah. I'm sorry. Let me just, I was like, it's just not working for some reason. Let me just type it again. I should have learned my lesson, right? I tapped it again. The joint declined. La ilaha illallah. So now everybody's looking at me. I know people probably like, this guy broke. He don't got the money. He keeps trying.
Mind you, you have messed up.
What? Babe, they already, I already put them in the bag. You know, when you wait, I don't wait. I go to the end of the register.
While they're scanning,
I'm putting it in the bag. So I already had it packed and nice. So imagine you have to take all that out. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot my password. This is not good. So now I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, let me call Binta and ask her, like, does she know my back? I was like, I was like, that's a good idea.
Well, why would you even call me for your password? I have.
I was thinking maybe she would know, but then exactly.
I actually know your debit pin though.
Yeah, can go find candy there.
No, but like you,
you know it.
Yeah, if you would have called me, or like even if I would have not have remembered at that moment, I could have sent you the money.
That's what I was saying in my head. I was like, I'm gonna tell her to just send me the Apple Pay or whatever. But then I was like, the way she's upset with me today, Biagi. I have nothing to say.
So
I said, today, I'm going to have to figure it out. And then I started thinking, which boy can I call? Which one of my boys can I call? I'm like, oh, my God. Nah, that's kind of embarrassing. So now I'm, like, embarrassed to, like, you know, hit somebody up. So I'm like, okay. And then this is the thing. They said, the manager. Oh, hey, how you doing? Yeah, it's okay. Can you move to the side real quick? So three tries. Like,
can you step aside?
I'm like, can I just try one more time? Because I really think, no, this has to be the password.
But boom. You tried the same pin again?
No. I switched the pin just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I'm like, okay, maybe I mixed up the numbers, but I know it has to be this 000. It's just probably I put this zero in front of this zero when I was supposed to put, you know what I mean?
You know, mommy, they escorted you to the
side. The lady was like, okay.
She's a sweetheart. Like, you remember?
She said, yes, sweetheart. Yeah, okay, can you come to the side, sweetheart? I'm like, oh, okay. Now I'm looking at everybody, people looking at me. Say, yeah, and I'm just like, you know, this is crazy because I don't want to look. I'm like, this is crazy. I really forgot my password. I'm saying it out loud so people don't think this guy's broke. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. I really forgot my password right now. Like, I don't remember it whatsoever.
And let me tell you a bit.
They just probably like, brother, we all know you lying. You don't got no money.
Well, look, everybody acts up like that.
I'm telling you, bro.
Let me tell you something, babe. Whenever you have a dispute with your wife,
something
not
bad.
Just you. Go outside. Something gonna go wrong.
Something went wrong that day because, well, like, it was just weird how it disappeared out of my mind. Like, mind you, I tap my card every time and put my pin, but for some odd reason, my brain literally, like, voila, it didn't want to come back to my head. So I'm like, oh my God. So she was like, so she stepped to the side. So I'm like, okay, I'll just call Chase, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Why didn't Jason say he forgot your pin? It's crazy.
And that's what was I gotta call Chase and see what I could do because this is I'm not gonna call you, of course. You know what I mean? Because I know I was not gonna get no good response. And then now I'm not gonna put those stuff back,
right?
Because it's like
we need it.
Exactly.
So you're gonna go home and get my card or something.
That would have been crazy, right? So I'm like, all right, let me call Chase. So now I'm just standing there, and the whole time I'm like, damn, it's crazy how I keep forgetting I forgot my password. What? That's very weird. It's just so people don't think this guy's broke. I don't know why, but that was my mindset. But then I called Chase. And then it went to a machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, the machine be asking these questions that not what you really wanted. And I'm already annoyed of what's going on. So I was like this, customer service. It says something. I said, I need customer service. Like, I'm tight.
Five people, exactly.
It was like, you know, they put me to the side. I was a little bit away from the register, but still, you know, you could probably hear me because I really was annoyed. And I was like, this comes customer service. And then the machine said something. I don't remember what the machine said, but I just got pissed off with the machine. I said, I need customer service. And I said it out loud. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, so this joint is playing games, and I'm just standing there like, oh my God, this is the worst day ever. And I just like, I know I'm not going to walk out the supermarket.
Did they ever give you customer service?
That's the thing. So I'm in that panic mode. I'm tight. Like, I'm like, this is weird. Like, how I forget my past. And then for some odd reason, that's the moment. I was like, I'm going to bless you today, B.A. with the password in my head. But this is the dumbest thing that I did. So let's say, for example, the password is 0001. So I'm like this. 0001. I said it out loud. 0001. Oh my God, that's the password. Out loud. Wait, in the supermarket.
Did you just tell me that Chase texted you and was like, is this a fraud or something like that?
No, that was for a different situation.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that one. Hey, Jotin, that was after the whole car thingy happened.
Oh, okay.
So you already know I was traumatized when that happened. Yo, I'll tell you about that one too. Uh-huh. That's another story of the supermarket with me. I have problems with these supermarkets at this point.
So you basically expose your whole pin to everybody.
Bro, I said it out loud like a loud thing. And the funny thing is, I didn't say it once. I said it like almost three times. So if a person really, really was next to me and had my card, oh, they would have been lit.
Oh my gosh.
I said 0001. Because you know how you say it to yourself, 0001. I said, oh my God, 0001. Oh my God, that's the password. 0001. I can't believe I forgot that. You know what I mean? That's not my password, just so you guys know. I'm just saying an example before somebody really goes and be thinking it's 0001, right? So I'm like, okay. And then I go, I type it in. Boom. You know, it went through, alhamdulillah. So now I'm happy. I'm talking to the girl, the lady at the register. I'm like, yeah, I don't know
what's going on.
Yeah, it was just weird. Like, it's just automatic. It's like, oh, it's okay.
It happens.
Yeah, I probably think they probably were like, he probably just transferred money to his account. That's what it was, maybe. You know, they probably thought that, but.
Oh, yeah, this guy's crazy.
And then I got home. I was like, should I tell Binta this story or not? I was like, let me wait, because, you know, until we're in good terms, and then I told the story, of course, you know.
Then, you know, of course, I laughed. Because I'm like, see, don't mess with me.
Yeah. But the other one she was talking about was after this whole incident happened. So now I got a little bit of PTSD. So I literally, when I go to pay, I panic a little bit.
Really now?
Not now, but that during that time, like I literally panic. Like, oh my God, that might not happen to me again. So I'm literally saying the password in my head the whole time while I'm walking there. Mm. I'm like, okay. But I wrote it down, I think, in my notes once I found it out. Like, let me write it down. No, I deleted it now. Alhamdulillah, I memorized it. You know my password, so I'll just call you. If you're mad at me, nankara. But I'm not going to. I don't care. I'm going to ask you. So I'm like, okay. So I get to the register, and then it did something. It declined. Hey! And no way.
At the supermarket?
At the supermarket. So, you know, and like, again, a line right behind, right next to me. And I ordered a lot of stuff. I'm like, oh my God. In my head, this is round two. I'm like, I know the password is 0001. Like, in my head, I'm like, wallahi, I know it for a fact. Right? And then, alhamdulillah, I get a ding. When I get the ding, I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? Don't tell me they're telling me, like, something crazy just happened. And then I see, you know, this purchase was made. Did you make this purchase? And me being me. Like I said, I do not like to be embarrassed. I showed it to the register. I said, you see, I knew something was off. I said, yeah, you see, I knew something was off right here. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm like, I know I got the money in my account. You know, I'm trying to confirm with her so she knows this brother is not broke.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I showed it to her, the message of, oh, just say yes. I said, yeah, let me do it again. Typed it in, alhamdulillah, it went through. But yeah.
But why did they say was it fraud?
I don't know. That's what's crazy. They should have did that when I did it with the
wasn't the beef, right?
No, it was always on me for again. Yeah, the first time. Yeah. I didn't get no message.
You tried how many times and they didn't say anything?
They didn't even lock my card or anything. They laughed.
I don't think I didn't lock it because you would have been there even more pissed.
Oh, no. Then I would have cried. Then my cousins.
They would have to pull through.
Yeah, brother, I know. I ain't gonna lie. I might need your card information. Brother, my card information.
They would have not even took that Western Beef store. They would have probably had the Apple Pay. Because they're not going to let you type in a debit card.
Oh, no. I would have saved it on my phone.
Bro, you don't know if your cousin is going with you.
Definitely wouldn't have done that. You be like, we love you, bro. I ain't gonna lie, but today you're gonna have to walk home, bro. You're gonna have to leave them stuff there. But I don't know what you think this is. We love you, though. Don't get me wrong. I'm there for you. Just not like that.
Right.
You know? Which is understandable because I wouldn't do that for anybody either. Mm. Yes. But alhamdulillah, you know? But yeah, that's embarrassing moments that happened to them on them that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any?
I don't. Oh my God, so bad that I'm actually genuinely like not saying this because I don't want to share my embarrassing moments, but I just end up blocking them out because it's like, you know, when you think about it, you just be like, ugh.
Yeah.
You're giving me PTSD, so I feel like I just forget them.
I know I have a lot.
Oh, I can say one.
Go ahead.
It's quick though.
Do you feel comfortable?
I remember I was pregnant with Muhammad and then I came out the train station.
Oh, did you fall?
Yeah.
In front of everybody?
Yeah, nobody even helped me. Nobody even... See if I'm okay.
Damn, babe, that's you was pregnant with Bob?
Yes.
La ilaha illallah.
And not even one person tried to even help me up.
They just said, well, this is New York.
I mean, I just got up real quick and I left. My leg was hurting, though.
Yeah, that reminds me of when I was a kid, right? It was not that embarrassing, but it's embarrassing if you really think about it. Mm-hmm. My cousins know this story by heart because they was there. So, you know, one time we was coming from the playground, you know, mm-hmm. playing basketball or whatever. I remember it was raining. Like, it rained that day. Mm-hmm. So there was a big pond, like puddle, like a big one, right? So now we got it's time to cross the street. And, you know, everybody's like, yo, like, all of them is going to the smallest side to, you know, cross the street. Right. And for some odd reason, I don't know what got into me, but I felt like I was Superman that day. I just felt like I could jump. I'm like, yo, I'm looking at the big pond. I said, brother, I'm going over this way. They're like, bro, what do you mean, bro? Let's go this way. Like, there's a small spot right here. Let's just, before you, you know, you're not going to make it.
Right.
And me being me, you don't tell me you're not going to make it. As a kid, I used to be like, now I'm going to prove you wrong. Mm. Or I probably should have listened that day. So I looked at that pond. I'm like, I know I could jump. I got height. Like, I got hops. I know how to hop. You know what I'm saying? And I used to do a little bit of track. So I thought I really was good at it. I'm like, no, I'm going to do that one. I'm going to do that one. All right, bet. Go.
Hey, did that happen, you will?
Hey, one of my friends, his name was Buster. You know him, Kanye. He was a hype man, mm-hmm. but for the wrong reasons type of hype man, right? He's like, yeah, you got it, bro. Yeah, bro, that's Viacky. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he got that. We can't do it, but he could. So I'm like, yeah, y'all know the vibes. And I'm running. So I jump. The nice thing is, I didn't land over it. 1 foot. The other foot missed the whole ground completely.
So what happened?
Hey, next thing you know, I just remember my leg touched the ground, and I'm looking up at the sky. That's all I remember.
So you fell in the puddle?
Wallahi, my whole clothes.
Oh my God.
Hey, that was embarrassing. So I went here, boom.
But y'all was going on your way home?
We was going our way home, though. Mm. But my whole outfit was soaked.
In your book bag, too?
No, it's not no book bag. We just came from playing basketball. Oh, okay. And that outfit was one of my favorite. I remember it was a gray outfit.
Damn.
So you know, that joint shows with a gray outfit. Mm-hmm. Yo, it was soaked, so now I have to walk all the way home in this soaked outfit. And the walk was a little, not that far, but it's like a bit like, let's say, 6-7 minute walk. Mm-hmm. You know, and they just laughing at me this whole time we walking. I'm getting made fun of. And the one that was hyping me up was the one that was making it worse, because he kept going, hey. He said, bro, Viacky, all I remember is he went, mwah! And then he made some sound effect. Oh, my cousin Omara was crying every time he looked at me. I can say almost, it went like years. Umaru Ganim Pai. When he looks at me and he just remembers that moment, like he starts tearing up. Mm-hmm. He was like crying. Like
what did your mom say when you get home?
I don't remember my mom's reaction, but I remember that was an embarrassing moment of mine. I was like, damn. No, it was like, I'm not going to lie. I think I wanted to show off that I got hops, but that
you don't got hops?
Yeah, the Lord was like, oh, you want to show off? Okay. Today, I'm not okay. The earth is gonna slide. Okay. It's not gonna be a comfort ground.
After that, do you feel like you changed a little bit?
With what?
Like you started not showing off.
Like what you mean, not showing off?
Like for example, if they be like, "Nah, you can't do this. You gonna do it or you gonna listen?"
I mean, I think I still did. I was a hard headed kid. Still, yeah, okay. I can't remember exactly everything, but. Mm-hmm. I know I was stubborn and hard-headed, so I probably still didn't care. Like, you know what? It happened, but
right.
I just remember that friend, every time he used to see me, like, I forgot the noise, how he makes it. But I know it has nyah in it, like something like that. But, yo,
where's that friend now?
Subhanallah, I don't know. One of my coworkers, I was asking him about that friend, because he knows him. He brought the name up. I'm like, oh, so yo, that's one of my guys. He said, word? He said, yeah, I think he's in Cali now.
It's so crazy, like the people you grow up with, everybody's doing something different, man.
Allah. It's amazing, dude. Right? It's amazing. But alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of Biagi's embarrassing moments, you know. I have a lot. I just don't remember all of them. If I do, because you know me, I don't care. It happens. It's just, I just look at it as a funny thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is something I can laugh about later on, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, alhamdulillah.
All right, well, that being said, we're going to end this episode. It's a short, small episode, but it's short and sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for always tuning in.
It was just pretty much meant just, you know, put a smile on somebody's face. Or mainly put a smile on my wife's face because she loves that story.
Yeah,
as y'all kind of heard her, she was literally, even though she heard this story already, she still was literally tearing up, like, about the whole situation.
Because this is like, bruh, the predicaments that you're in.
What did the lady call me? I think she called me sweetheart, yeah, right?
She said, sweetheart, you stepped to the side.
Yeah, sweetheart, stepped to the side. That was the most demeaning thing in my life. I felt so dead. I was like, damn, that's kind of embarrassing.
But man, like you
sweetheart.
It's like, you know, they don't want to make you feel bad, but it's.
But deep down, they're like, brother, we know you don't got it. Like, you could just.
Like, mind you, there with your kufi representing Islam.
Well, like, with my whole thobe and everything on.
You out here scamming the supermarket?
Allah, scamming the supermarket is crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Well, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers. Until the next episode.
Inshallah.
Yes, sir.